The large sign in this shelter illustrates the way the rangers help fertilise the plains in the surrounding areas and form the different environments that you'll be walking through today. When it rains, the nutrient-rich, fresh soil from the ranges washes down into the desert rivers, which eventually overflow. These nutrients are then deposited into the flood-out areas beside the riverbeds, creating a typical desert rivers environment. The moisture and nutrients make this a good area for flowering plants and seeded grasses to grow, and allows large trees such as river red gums to establish themselves. The grass seeds are eaten by seed-eating birds, which thrive in these areas. Many of these seeds, such as native millet, are also collected by Aboriginal people and ground into flour to eat as a type of flatbread or damper cooked on the fire. The Spinifex Trail leads out the back of this shelter and up to the top of the hill where you can enjoy a panoramic view of the park. The walk is fairly sloped and rocky, and it takes about 10 minutes to complete the circuit. This type of trail is what you would encounter if you walked parts of the famous Larapinta hiking trail through the West McDonnell Ranges. Please stay on the path for your safety and to protect the native plants and animals in the park.